Welcome to the PDP Podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. My name is Morgan Ekovich, and today we're going to be diving into intentional movement, more than just the physical benefits. So first, let's talk about what intentional movement is and what it isn't. Intentional movement is when you are taking time out of your day to intentionally move your body in a way that makes it feel good. So this can mean going for a walk, it can mean going for a run, it can mean taking a class, stretching, it can mean getting on your walking pad, it could mean doing a few high knees, butt kicks, air squats, some strength training. There's really nothing that's off limits when it comes to intentional movement. And the reason that I use the word intentional movement and we're talking about it is when I use the word exercise and workout, a lot of you listen and you're like, okay, I'm tuned off. I already work and move all day long. I'm super exhausted. I don't need to do another exercise or workout. And I get it. I get it. Physically and mentally demanding jobs, workouts and exercises are something that's a turnoff. So let's reframe our mindset. You already listened to episode one where I talked about the gap versus the gain mindset. Let's do some reframing. I want you to think about intentional movement as little small bouts of movement throughout your day that don't just help your body feel good by working out those aches and pains, but also help your mind feel good. It helps you have more focus. It helps give you energy. It helps increase your mental sharpness. How does it do this? Well, movement is medicine. When we go for a walk, we tend to feel less stressed. When we go for a walk or we move, we tend to have a little bit clearer of a mind. This is because physical activity increases blood flow to the brain, which releases endorphins and then reduces our stress hormones like cortisol. And the higher stressed we are, the more tension we hold in our muscles and throughout our body, and the harder it is to focus. So if we can incorporate movement, intentional movement into our day on a regular basis, we're going to feel better, not just physically, but mentally. So in a perfect world, I tell people we should have 30 minutes of intentional movement every day. And that's going to look different each day. And some of you may be thinking, 30 minutes? There's no way I can make that happen. That's okay. How about we break that 30 minutes up into 5-minute increments? Can you do 5 minutes this hour? Can you do 5 minutes in a couple hours? What you'll notice is these small increments of 5 minutes of intentional movement add up. When we have these increments, what that does, it reduces our stress throughout our day. It helps us stay more focused. So for instance, I'm going to give you an example that I find myself falling into as I'm working on a project and I'm like, okay, once I get done with this, I'm going to get up, I'm going to move, I'm going to clear my head, and then I'll come back and I'll work on the next thing. Well, all of a sudden, I'm finished with the first project. I've somehow moved into the second project, and I know my energy is low, my brain is foggy, the task is taking me longer than it should, but I keep telling myself, I'll just finish this, and then I'll go do it. Well, then all of a sudden, it trickles into the next thing, and I tell myself the exact same thing. After this one's done, after I complete this task list, I will be done. I promise I'll get up and I'll go move. I'm going to tell you what, if you would have just taken that break, myself included, if I would have just taken that break and gotten up for 5 minutes, done some high knees, done some counter push-ups, stretched my neck muscles, moved my arms, got that blood flowing, I would have been able to move through those tasks much quicker with a lot more clarity, and I would have felt better. I wouldn't have my eyes feeling strained, my body feeling tension everywhere, and I wouldn't have been as irritable because by the time I got done with those tasks, I was very frustrated, I was exhausted, and I was irritable. Nobody wants to be around you when you're like that. So yes, intentional movement makes our body feel good. For instance, if you are somebody who sits at a desk job, but it's high-paced and you feel like you can't get up throughout your day, 5 minutes right there of stretching those neck muscles, of stretching your forearms, pacing around the office, things like that are going to make you feel better. On the flip side, if you are one of those people who get 20,000 steps by noon and you really do not want to go walk around anymore, that's okay. Maybe you're going to do some stretching where you actually get to sit down and stretch some of these muscles. That is intentionally moving your body. When you're intentionally moving your body, the things I want you to remember are you are doing it for not just the physical aspects, but the mental aspects. I want you to be in tune with your body. What feels good? What feels bad? Does this feel funky? This kind of feels weird. Kind of start to listen and figure out what's happening in your body. Because all day long, we're moving from A to B, B to C, D to E, so on and so forth, that we don't actually notice some of the things that are happening that our body is telling us. And when we slow down and we choose intentional movement at a pace that is right for us during that moment in that day, we start to connect with our body. We start to connect with our mind. The one thing that I don't want happening, which is a really hard tendency to happen, is I suggest intentional movement. You're like, okay, Morgan, I'm going to get up out of my desk. I'm going to get up out of the tractor and I'm going to go do it. But you're pulling out your phone and you're looking at your phone the entire time. You're not connecting with your body. You're not connecting with your mind. Leave that screen behind. If you are able to get outside and listen to nature without anything else, do it. If you have been listening to nature all day long and you need something a little bit more upbeat to get you going, like a podcast or a song, put those AirPods in or those earbuds in and listen to something. Listen to something that makes you happy, but also be aware of what your body's doing. Be aware of how your mind's feeling during all this. Because listening to things that make you dance and make you move are good for the mind and the body. And when we're able to incorporate those on a regular basis, we feel better overall. We wake up feeling better. We go to bed feeling better. We have better relationships with ourselves. We have better relationships with those around us. The other thing you can do is incorporate others in your family into this, because I get it. You've had a really long day, and sometimes we don't want to take 5 minutes away from our families because we've been away from them all day long. Incorporate them into this because they will also feel better. It also allows you to be present with each other. 5 minutes will fly by. Maybe you have kids you're taking to a practice. Instead of sitting in the car on your phones, get out. Walk around the practice field with each other. Walk around with yourself around the practice field. I just did that a couple days ago with my nanny kids. I got out and I played with them. I didn't sit there and work, which I totally could have done. I got out and I played and I ran around. And it felt so good to just do something different, to shift our mindset, our mood, and our perspective. So intentional movement strengthens our mind-body connection. When we are moving, we are focusing on how that body feels. This brings you into the present moment, which can be a powerful way to ground yourself when you are feeling overwhelmed. And it's about getting out of your head and into your body and into movement. So let's talk about some practical tips here. Because I can talk about this all day long, but once again, you're thinking, Morgan, I have no time in my day. I literally have no time. And I'm going to first call you out and say you do have time. And that's where, in the beginning, I said, in a perfect world, you get 30 minutes of intentional movement in every day. But maybe right now you start with 5 minutes, and then you go to 7 minutes, and then you go to 10. Or maybe you break it up into 5-minute increments. I don't care how it looks like, but by moving your body 30 minutes intentionally every day, you will see physical and mental benefits from doing it consistently. So, a few ideas. Set a reminder to take a 5-minute walk or intentional movement break every couple hours. So what you can do, you can have your alarms as reoccurring. You can set them up so that they reoccur Monday through Friday or Sunday through Saturday at 9, noon, and 3, let's say. Let's say those are your lull times in the day when you tend to feel that energy crash. It's a perfect time to add that intentional movement in. So set your alarms. When they go off, stop what you're doing, get up. Because what you are doing is going to start to suffer when that lull starts to hit, those energy levels start to decrease. So give yourself that energy increase in that break. Use tasks you already do, like farm chores or cleaning, as opportunities for movement by being mindful of your posture and your breathing. So for instance, if you are washing dishes, Notice how you're standing at the sink, and can you do some calf raises while you wash the dishes? Or as you're out doing farm chores and you're waiting for the water tank to fill, can you do some air squats? Can you stretch a little bit? As you're in the kitchen waiting for something to be done cooking, for instance, the microwave, I feel like we all wait for the microwave. Can you do 2 minutes of stretching as you wait for it to warm up? Those are ways to incorporate movement in when you're already doing something. I also like to practice balance while I brush my teeth. It's a really good way to just add something in there. It's also good for your mind and your coordination. Another thing you can do is if you're sitting for long periods of time, set aside a few moments to stretch your back and your shoulders and your neck. So if you are that person who I talked about earlier, who you have that high demanding desk job, and you, as I'm talking, you notice those shoulders are rounded, your head is down, your hands are on that keyboard, and you're kind of turtling, notice it. Sit up straight. Maybe you're going to stand up. Do some shoulder rolls backwards. Things like that are ways to not have to take that 5 minutes, which I know can happen because I'm going to give you one more tip here, but you can do little adjustments throughout your day to still feel better. So if we are working on getting our 5 minutes in every day, because we're starting there, we're not starting at the 30 minutes every day, we're starting at five. What I want you to do is I want you to plan tomorrow today. And this is a skill that I teach every single one of my clients. What you do is you pull out your calendar at the end of the day today. You're going to pull it out and you're going to look at what tomorrow looks like. If you do not use a calendar or planner, that is the first reason why you feel like you're too busy, because you don't know where your time is going. So knowing where your time is going and having it on the calendar is a way to see where those gaps are, where you can fit 5 minutes in and where you can commit to those 5 minutes. So as I open up my calendar tonight, I am looking at tomorrow. I'm looking at my day and I'm thinking, okay, these are the lull points in my day, the times when I tend to have the lowest amount of energy. Those are the times that I need to add bursts of intentional movement in there. So I physically schedule them on my calendar. I use Google Calendar. So what I do is I set it as an alarm to go off. If you use a paper calendar or you use a Google Calendar and you don't know how to make an alarm go off, that's okay. Open up the alarms on your phone and set it for the time that it needs to go off. When that timer goes off, like I mentioned above, get up and do your movement or sit down and stretch. Whichever you are doing to feel better for yourself, it can be strength training, it can be walking, running, biking, stretching, it can be anything, as long as you are intentionally moving your body, noticing how it feels, and noticing what it's doing for your mind. Let those thoughts just kind of fade away for just those 5 minutes. So the bottom line is, movement isn't just about fitness. It's about your overall well-being. So today, I encourage you to start moving with intention, even if it's just for those 5 minutes. Your body, your mind, and your emotions will thank you. And others around will too. Thanks for listening. And until next time, get intentional with your movement, get out and have fun.
Our thanks to Morgan Ekovich for sharing on this week's PDP podcast. Morgan is the owner of Get Fit With Me and host of the Empower Her Wellness podcast. If you'd like to listen to that, go to empowerherwellness.buzzsprout.com. And our thanks to you for your continued support of these PDP podcasts. For archive programs, head to pdpw.org. Until next time, have a great week.